it's just no. The books aren't necessarily better than either the Tom Cruise movies or the series, but the books are good.
Yeah, I did go watch the Tom Cruise Reacher
just to see it again. Well, and then read now. You got to read one of the books. Just because I would love to find out if you're, well, I guess you'd have to. You're going to have to read it with one of them in mind.
Right.
For those of us who started reading the books and then the movies and the TV came along, it's a little bit different
right
than what it used to be. Hey, before we run out of time here, you and I are yakking about stuff going on. Terry Banish, I believe, is going to be joining us this morning. It is 7:18 here on First Look. Joining us in studio is she, well, she's not in studio every week, but she's on the air with us every week. And sometimes she's in studio, but sometimes she's not in studio. She's on the phone. And then other times she's in Florida and still checks in with us. Terry Banish is in from the city of Atascadero. How was that for an intro, huh?
That was a great intro.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
It was a little involved, but that's okay. It was accurate, and that's what I like.
Yes. It's nice to be in person.
It is. It's not, even though we still got our salad bar window up here.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a smiling face in here just because it's easier to talk this way.
Absolutely, it is.
And talk we will. We got a lot to go over. First of all, last week while you were gone, we had Chief Casey Bryson on. He did a great job.
Yeah,
I'm going to warn you. I told him he can set up his own time outside of the Atascadero time if he wants.
Oh, great.
He was that good.
That good. Yeah. That much competition.
Yeah,
huh?
he was. Well, it's not competition, but we want to hear from him more often.
Yeah, I agree. We'll get him on air more. He is pretty busy, but we'll make it happen.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable and spoke very well. So how did the event go with him?
It went amazing. So our 100-year anniversary open house. I actually didn't get to be there, but from what I hear, the turnout was amazing. The Estrella Warbirds did the flyover. The Boy Scouts did the Pledge of Allegiance. The band was great, which was our Deja Vu band.
Oh, yeah.
Senator Laird was there. Our city council members were there to support the event as well. So it was just really a cool event. And Senator Laird, he presented the department with the state resolution recognizing their 100 years of service to the community. So that was really good. And then Assemblyman Cunningham's office also presented the department with a resolution. So there was lots of, you know, good stuff there and great fire safety demonstrations. The police canine unit was there too. So everybody represented. It was
a
lot of fun.
They had magnets they were handing out with a know your zone too.
Yeah.
That was important.
That is important. You got to know your zone. I love those magnets. We have more if you want some more.
Okay. Well, I don't have a zone. I'm in a county.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So even though I consider myself an Atascadero, and because I'm just over the line.
Gotcha.
Which still drives me absolutely crazy. This is a little side note because there's a couple of the pizza places that will deliver to my mother-in-law because she's in city limits.
Oh.
And it's a mile farther to her house than it is to my house, which is just outside city limits. So there's a couple of pizza places that won't deliver to me, even though I'm closer than, never mind.
That is a bummer.
That's a different soapbox. I didn't know that Mother's Day was also a big day at the zoo, too.
Yeah, it was our 11th annual cookie adventure. And I know that it's a surprise, more or less, to come to the zoo and get some cookies. But
right.
It's a tradition for many. And they had the Sun and Bun Bakery that gave out macadamia, peanut butter, and M&M cookies.
Oh, my.
To moms. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. So you could go and enjoy the animals. And after, you know, a nice brunch or whatever, come there and have some cookies and enjoy just being outdoors. It was, you know, it was nice out.
It was. Sunday. It was a great day. We got a lot of work done outside on Monday. And I'm going to sidebar again here a little bit. I saw some really nice pictures of you and your daughter and your mom. You had three generations.
Yes, I did.
Up on Facebook.
Three generations
for
out there.
Day.
Yeah, it was pretty fun to do that. I'm like, I got to find these pictures and look back and see, because we always take a picture, a selfie, typically.
Yeah.
So, it was a lot of fun to have that.
Really nice pictures. We had the kids over, and I did not think about that. Because we had three generations in our house, and I should have got a picture because I didn't.
Next time. Next time for sure.
Yeah. Although, I guess we can do that 2 or 3 days a week, so we're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
There. So, Mother's Day at the zoo was a big success.
Yes, it was. And, you know, they've had a lot of good successes over there. So, it's a great time to come over there. There's the flamingos have their nests, and they have a couple eggs, I believe, now. And we have the baby prehensile porcupine that's out and about. So there's some babies to check out too while you're there, and all the things happening at the zoo.
Hey, if people want to find out more, this is not something we talked about ahead of time when we talked about the things we're going to talk about that we talk about when we talk about them.
Right.
But that the little event center that's now attached to the zoo.
Yeah.
It's up and rolling. If people want to have parties and events there, what do they need to do for that?
For the Zoo Garden Event Center, you would go on to visit Atascadero.com, and we have contact information there. But Pavilion on the Lake does all of the reservations for it. So Patty at the Pavilion, you can find her information online on visitatascadero.com. And it houses up to 320 people, I believe, seated. It can fit 4 food trucks. I did that for Brew at the Zoo. No more than 4, but 4 fit in there really nicely, and a band and people. So it does have the ability to have a good attendance space as far as the room goes.
Is it available when the zoo is closed? That was
yes. Yes, it is available when the zoo is closed, and it's available just different times, like how the pavilion is available either during the day or in the evening. It doesn't matter. Whenever you need to rent it, we have that availability there. And it is a nice space. It has audio and visual equipment as well. Has everything. It's all put together nicely. It has a storage closet in it. It has water. So if you're having a caterer or anything like that, you could do that there.
I want to plan a visit for the future.
Okay.
Just to plant the seed.
Okay.
Where we talk about all the different spaces Atascadero has that you can rent and have an event.
Perfect.
That would be a really nice chat to have one day.
Absolutely, it would. And I can have all that information available for people and where to go to get that, too.
Sounds good. So next week is one of my wife's favorite times, although she's going to be getting ready to go to Vegas, so we're not going to do it this time, but the citywide yard sale is coming
up. Yeah, citywide yard sales this Saturday, the 14th, and it's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the 5th annual yard sale, and that's brought to you by the Parents for Joy and supporting the Joy Playground. And right now they have about 120-plus yard sales set to launch. They'll have a digital map that will be available Atascadero yard sale.com, along with an actual map in Atascadero News on Thursday, May 12th. So everything will go live. All the proceeds benefit the Joy Playground, our all-inclusive playground over at Colony Park,
which I've been to many, many times. Yep. And the kids of all different types love it.
Yeah, they enjoy that. And it's a great playground. It's a great space. And there's all kinds of, things around it that makes it nice, like our rec center and our basketball courts and our new pickleball courts.
Right,
we got everything out there. So it's a lot of fun. And we have A-Town Skate Park nearby. So there's quite a bit in that area. It makes it good for families to get out and enjoy.
It really is. And they don't have to be families with special needs kids.
Yeah.
It's nice because the special needs it's really nice for them. They have access to everything.
Yes.
Wide ramps and things like that. But even families that without special needs kids have really been loving it.
Which makes it really nice because everybody can enjoy each other and be out there together. So
good time.
Yeah, good time. And then we have Pedal to the Gardens. So this is a new event for us. It combines us with Bike to Work Week. So Bike to Work Week is next week. It's May is National Bike Month. So we're all about biking. And the bicyclists of all ages are invited to attend this event. It's a community event. It will be Tuesday, May 17th, starting at 7:30 a.m. until 9:30. Of course, that's when you're dropping off your kids and doing that sort of thing around City Hall. It'll be right in front of City Hall, on the City Hall side of Sunken Gardens, where it faces Sunken Gardens, the front part. There'll be a light breakfast and refreshments to thank and recognize the community members who bike to work. So it's a good opportunity to get out there. We have an active commuter community with return to work for many employees, and it's a great opportunity to get commuting on two wheels back again and get folks out there like that. And we'll have other things out there too to look at, like bike safety the police department will have out there. And then we have our El Camino Real downtown infrastructure enhancement project that will be out there if you want to learn more about that. So come on out on May 17th, 7:30 a.m. start in front of City Hall.
All right. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Perfect week for it, I'm sure. So
now, other things happening in Atascadero. I know I'm just going down kind of list in my head here. Have you been to the Mountain Mike's yet?
I haven't been to Mountain Mike's yet, but they are open.
And the pizza is really good.
Is it? Okay, I'll have to really check that out.
And Garcia's moved.
Yes, they moved to a newer space. So Garcia's restaurant is available, and they've moved in. So
they're down next to Chalk Mountain Liquor Store now.
Yes.
And what is the big gas convenience store going in? Do you have a name on that one yet?
I don't. I don't have a name per se, but it's a big guess. It's like it's
going to be like a Maverick or a 7-Eleven,
yeah,
something
like that. It's pretty large. So, and it's right there on the corner that's going in, and I, you know, I'll find out.
All right, you find out, and we will, you know, see if we can talk a little bit more about that later on. Again, Terry Banish joins us every week to talk about some of the things going on at Atascadero. Now, next week, I'm going to be gone, Terry, so you and Scott are going to be talking, but have a good week, and you and he can talk next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You betcha. It is 7:28 here on First Look, and again, just to mention, I will be out. We're actually taking vacation time next week.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Yeah.
So now I've had a couple of working vacations here recently, but this one's actually going to be sitting by the pool.